Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. I'm excited to have you here today. I hope you have been having a great week so far. Today, we're talking about how to know when you've taken on too much. You know that feeling when you're just like, oh my gosh, I just don't have time for all the things that I want to do. We're going to be talking about it today, and I'm going to be giving you exact steps that you can go through to help figure out what it is that has created this feeling of too much on your plate and how to know what to take off. Because I mean, as entrepreneurs, we have all of these things we want to do in our business, right? Like we want to do these new marketing streams, maybe try out a new social media platform. We want to run a podcast. We've got to post on social media. All of these things that we want to do, to try out, you know, courses we want to take, coaching we want to get. And then we have to add in our real life, right? Whether we're, you know, making dinner, feeding kids, driving your kids places, going to their baseball games if you have babies, or maybe we have partners and you want to go on date night and spend time with your friends and you want a vacation. And then you have to add in time for you, right? I mean, where is the time for our health and moving our body and taking time off of our business and doing things you enjoy? I find we get on these hamster wheels, and there are so many things. Like I even experience it very much with my health. There are so many new things that I learn about daily that I still want to try and I want to do and I want to implement. And it feels just like I'm on this hamster wheel and it's never going to be ending. And if I let that wash over me, I might just quit altogether. And I find that this is where most entrepreneurs are. We take on so much in our business and our personal lives, and everything else just gets squeezed out. So while this episode is not exactly the usual, like it's not a how-to health hack, the point of this is to learn your capacity, learn what it is, learn how much you can take on, and learn when you've reached too much so that you can make space for the important things you want in your life, including your health. Because let's be real, as entrepreneurs, this is the first thing that usually slips off the plate. It's the workouts, it's the making time to eat well, it's the grocery shopping, because other things just seem more pressing. It just feels more important to have food on the table for your family or to, you know, make your revenue in your business. And so while it totally makes sense, it's something that creates this perpetuating cycle of just not feeling well. And I heard a really great quote this year, and it really hit me while I was sick earlier in February this year. And I remember laying there on the couch and I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so terrible right now. I don't even have the energy to think about my business or my work on my business. Oh my, I just want to feel healthy again. So when you're sick, all you want, you only want one thing, and it's your health. But when you're healthy, it's the last thing you think about. And without your health, you don't have a business. Without your health, you don't have the energy to do the things you want to do, to manage a team, to have sustainability. So in this episode, I really just want to go through a personal story about how I took on too much and I knew it, and exactly what I did to reverse out of it before it was one of those things that started creeping in, interrupting my sleep and basically taking over my life. But I do want to say, if you have found that you are in this place right now where you have taken on too much and you can't possibly figure out, where would I fit working out? What do you mean? I don't have time to meal plan. I would love for you to either click the link in the description to book a consultation call with me, or reach out to me on Instagram in the messages. And I just want you to say hi. Let me know what you're dealing with and let's talk. This is my job. I can help you create a sustainable plan where we pick the health habits that work best based on you and based on the data that comes off of your Fitbit or your Oura Ring. And together we put a plan into place to help you keep going in those times that you just feel like you have a lot on the plate, but you know you can manage it because your health is in place. So as you guys know, I recently started back up in my business only a couple of weeks ago because I had a newborn about a month ago now, so a new baby, which is really exciting. And, you know, I'm so excited jumping back into my business postpartum. And one of the things I did, because I really want to focus on growing this year, growing my company even further, is I hired a brand new coach. And we had our first call, and I had such enthusiasm on the call. I was all, yes, let's do it. Yes, I can do this. Let's add that. Let's do this. This sounds fun. I would love to take on these projects. And it sounded great. And then after the call, I went outside and sat on my deck, and I had my computer, and I'm like, I'm going to figure out where it all going to fit. I'm going to schedule it in. I'm going to make sure I have time for it all. And then I didn't finish doing the scheduling because my baby started crying. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we were supposed to be at an appointment to sign our will like 6 minutes ago. Oh my gosh, what is going on? And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it when I wake up tomorrow. I'm going to get to this appointment, take care of the baby, etc. Right? So I went to sleep that night, and I fell asleep really quick. And it all seemed great, but I woke up in the middle of the night with a migraine. And I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. Did I drink enough water yesterday? What's going on? I didn't think anything of it, right? I'm just like, it's a headache. I'm sure it'll go away by morning. Took a Tylenol, hydrated, put some peppermint oil all over my face, gave myself one of those really nice face massages because I was like, maybe it's a tension headache, and I went back to sleep. But then I woke up again, a second time. But this time was different. Not only was the migraine still there, but my body launched into fight or flight. It was literally like a light switch had gone off in my body, and it was completely engaged in fight or flight. Like, everyone I know has a different flavor of negativity that they experience. Some people experience guilt a lot. Some people experience shame a lot or worry. My negative emotion that I find that my body goes to most often is anxiety. And it was literally like, oh my gosh, my brain felt fully awake. It was like when you get scared and you know that instant, like, whoa, your brain is on. Full body panic. And I was watching what my brain was trying to do, and it was trying to problem solve. How am I going to fit this all in? How am I going to still spend time with my kids and feed a newborn, which if you've ever had a baby, you know that's a full-time job. And how am I going to spend time with my two-year-old and my husband? And how am I just going to have time for me? And how am I going to sleep? Like, where is this all going to fit in? All of this new stuff that I just took on yesterday, on top of having less sleep than I need. And I know my brain is not up to speed on every day. It just depends on the type of sleep I get, right? And I could hear my brain. It was cycling from thing to thing to thing. It was bouncing around from like, how do I fit this in? I'm going to be so tired. I want to spend time with my family. When am I going to exercise? Oh, there's never going to be time for that. How am I going to take on, you know, cold showers and experimenting with all that stuff? How will I have time to just be? I took on too much. And I woke up, and after this was literally, I was trying all my breathing exercises. I was doing, you know, the calming exercises. I did a meditation, and I just could not get my brain to turn off. And I know you've probably experienced something like this, where you wake up in the middle of the night and that hypervigilance is so intense that you can't turn it off. And it's like, you look at the clock and it's like 4 a.m. and you're like, what's the point in going back to sleep? I should just get up. So I went downstairs, and my husband was already up, because he was taking care of the baby. And I came down in tears. And I talked to him, and I just said, something needs to come off the plate because I have taken on too much. And one thing, there are several things that I do not want to fall off the plate. And one is my health, and two are my beautiful girls. And I know for everyone, our circumstances are different. Like for me, I've got young kids and a business. For you, you might be caring for an elderly parent. You might have young kids like me. You might have a new puppy. You might be taking on a, you know, like some other expense right now. There might be something else as a circumstance. But regardless of what it is, we also all experience taking on too much very differently. And I put this question out to my Instagram, my community. And I was like, hey, how do you know when you've taken on too much? And I got a couple really good answers. And mine, I told you, is just waking up in the middle of the night in that full-blown panic. Like my body is in hypervigilance. Like I cannot calm my body down. And I feel like I need to problem solve and schedule and panic. That is how I know I've taken on too much. But here are some of the other answers I've got. Someone reached out and said, I just know because I cry really easily. Like I just start crying and it feels like it's out of nowhere. That's how I know. Someone else said, I feel stressed and like I don't have any energy. Somebody else said, I feel like there's a pressure in my forehead. And someone else said, like, when I start skipping the regularly scheduled important pieces of my day. And she specifically said cooking and exercise. So what is it for you? What starts falling off the plate first when you've taken on too much? Is it always your exercise? Is that what you give up? Or is it your sleep? Or is it time with your family? Or is it just that you can't disengage from your business? Like, you're always on your phone, you're checking your Instagram, Facebook, email, you're cycling between them. Maybe it's TikTok. You know, like, you just can't spend time being present anymore. These are all really good signs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the framework for how I identified what it was that made it too much, how to decide what to keep on the plate and take off the plate, and furthermore, how to get back to that neutral state quickly. And this is that concept that we're going to be talking a lot more about in the coming months on the podcast, is stress resiliency. We often think as entrepreneurs, like, just because we experience stress or we get stressed out or overwhelmed or something like this happens, that it is something that has gone wrong, it shouldn't happen, and it needs to be fixed. I have started to really realize over the last year that that is not true, that we are going to experience stress. I mean, links are going to break. People are going to get angry. We're going to have trolls on Instagram that leave mean comments. Like, you know, clients are going to quit. All of these things are experiences we are going to have. It is not realistic to be completely zen through all these experiences. I mean, it's just not possible. I like the idea of stress resiliency, which basically means when my body experiences a stress, like the one I had when I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a bad sleep and I could feel my body in panic. How quickly am I able to return to my emotional baseline? How quickly you are able to do that is a sign of the resiliency of how well you cope with, manage, and, you know, deal with your life stress. And that is what we want to be aiming for, stress resiliency, not to eliminate stress altogether, right? So I'm going to show you the process that I did. And I would say within 3 to 4 hours of waking up in full panic, I was completely back to neutral and on with my day. And I hope that, you know, if it takes you a week, maybe next time it takes you 6 days. And it's all about small incremental improvements, but noticing the improvement nonetheless. All right, so step one. Here's what I did. When I came downstairs in my full body panic because I'd realized I'd taken on too much. Number one, cry. I cried because that is my response to emotional stress. It always has been. And that's just how I express that. So I was in full on tears, and that is okay. The other thing I really like to tell myself is this is not a problem. And I don't mean that to like trivialize it, but I mean like really everything is figure outable. This is solvable. If I need to cry right now and just get through this initial like dealing with this negative emotion, that's okay. All right. Because everything always does work out. And that's one of the things my husband said to me. He said, Tanessa, everything always works out. I know this feels terrible right now, but it always works out. We always figure out a solution. So I think really getting into that frame first and knowing that the goal is not to get rid of this horrible feeling, whatever you're feeling right now, but it's just to realize it's okay. And whether you need to cry or not, that was what I did. So then I started to pay attention to what I'm feeling. And something that I had recognized, I'm like, I think I know what it was. And it was in the meeting I had with that coach, something that they suggested that I do to market my business didn't feel in integrity. And I realized I need to honor that feeling because my intuition is really important here. So I first was like, you know what? If this doesn't feel good and if it doesn't feel fun in my business, there's no place for it. So I had to figure out what it was. And I think it was that niggling feeling that like something isn't right. This doesn't feel good. So I figured that out first. The second thing that I did was I asked myself, okay, well, of all of the things we've taken on, this doesn't feel good in my business. So I'm going to eliminate this. But of the stuff, all the other stuff I said I'm going to take on, which still feels like a lot, what do I actually have time for in my business? So what I did was I looked, well, okay, how many hours a week do I have to work on my business? How many hours did I allot in my schedule? All right. And you can choose a range, like, you know, 25 to 30 hours, or you can actually, like, get out, you know, Google Calendar or iCalendar, whatever you use, and actually get in there and schedule out, okay, there's 4 hours here and 5 hours here. But you need to know how many hours you're working with, okay? So I figured I have about 25 to 30 hours that I need to, you know, give to work. That's what I have. Then I ask myself, does the amount of time that I gave myself leave room for exercise? Does this amount of time leave room for me to get 8 hours of sleep a night? Does it leave time for me to grocery shop and make sure I'm meal planning and eating well and spend time with my family? If you ask yourself these questions and the answer is no, it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong, but you get to decide where your priorities are. And if it feels like you've taken on too much and you're in panic, or like some of the other people said, when you're skipping your stuff or you're crying or you're feeling stressed or you have no energy, you have to ask yourself, is this the type of business you want to sustain if it comes at the expense of your health, your well-being, how you feel? Because for me, like, I want to be in a business that I love and feels really good. And the second it doesn't, I'm not looking for some financial milestone to change how I feel. I'm not thinking, you know, when I reach, you know, this certain six-figure number or the seven-figure mark that I'm suddenly going to feel better and I'll have all this time to exercise, because that's just not true, right? It's how we feel now here is how we will feel there. So I want to make sure that how when I'm going through this business creation development process, getting to that next level, I need to feel the way I want to feel when I get to the seven-figure mark. That's just a non-negotiable for me. So I had to determine that. And what I did as a step three, I wrote out everything that I wanted to do in my business, like everything I would dream of doing. And here's the list. I'm going to read you the list that I actually came up with. And this is kind of where I wanted to spend my time, because I told you there's a lot of reorganization in my business coming back postpartum, you know, how I'm conducting my calls, when I'm conducting them, the space I'm leaving myself. So here's what I came up with. Well, I definitely want to spend time in my DMs and my emails and my messages with my community. And I want to build relationships and I want to get to know people and what they're up to. And I want to offer them, you know, like, hey, I did a podcast on that. This might be really helpful. Or I did a workshop on this. This will help. Like connecting people with resources that'll help them get one step further towards their goal. And I figured, you know what, that's going to take me about 45 to 60 minutes a day. And then I really like pitching myself to be on other people's podcasts. I want to produce my own podcast. And I also want to do, you know, reels. And I want to post on Instagram 3 to 4 times a week. And I want to do interviews for my podcast. And I want to guest on other people's podcasts. And I want to guest in people's masterminds. And but most important, I want to serve my current client sessions, the hour-long calls I do every week. And I want to make sure I have time to respond to their messages and plan for their sessions and think about them in my off time. Like I often think about my clients and what they need. And I'll think about like things that I'm learning that could relate to them that might help them. I like to spend time doing that. And so I actually allotted amount of time that I expected each of those to take. So for example, pitching myself to guest on other people's podcasts, I estimated that would take 1.5 to 2 hours per week. And I added all of these up. So asking yourself, after we've listed all the things you want to do in your business, how much time do each of those take? Now we got to assess, right? Like step five, does it all fit in? Can you put it into your schedule? If it doesn't all fit, something needs to come out. Now, one of the strategies that I actually teach my clients is this concept called a sliding block. So when you're doing your calendaring and you have the stuff on your calendar, you know, like say Tuesday, I'm going to record a podcast and I'm going to post on Instagram and here's a content creation block and here's when I'm with my clients. I leave these blocks of time completely booked off. They're work blocks, but they're booked off and they're called sliding blocks and they have nothing planned in them. The purpose of a sliding block is to move your work into should something more urgent come up. So let's say, you know, you had a content creation block and there was an urgent email that you needed to respond to or something with a client and you had to stop working on content, well, instead of getting behind on content, what I then do is I have that open block later in the week that I can just slide some of that content time into. So what this prevents is us getting to the end of our workday and feeling like we didn't get anything done and needing to work through dinner and into the evening, get into our sleep, or working, you know, longer than we want to, or on weekends, or we're cutting into some other time, or we're going into the weekend feeling like we didn't get it all done. These sliding blocks are an amazing way to create space for life to happen in your business. And you can also just use it in your personal life with your kids and your family. Like, leave time unbooked. And I don't just mean white space. Like, hey, this is time for work that didn't fit in because something came up. And the beautiful thing is, if I get to the end of the week and I don't use my sliding blocks, like everything went as planned, I have a nap, or I read a book, or I go hang out with my kids, or I talk to my husband. Like, all of these things, right? So just to kind of review where we're at so far, step one was just be okay with the negative feeling you're feeling. I cry. It's okay with it. It's all fine. Step two, what time do you have for your business? Like, how many hours a week do you actually want to delegate to your business? Step three, write out all the tasks that you want to get done in your business. Step four, how much do each of those take time-wise? 2 hours, an hour and a half? Like, how long? And I know sometimes my clients say to me, like, I don't know how long something takes. Here's what you do. You guess, you execute, and then you evaluate. Okay, I see, that didn't work. That took me way longer than I expected, and here was why. So sometimes you can eliminate the distractions that made it take longer, and sometimes you just need to expand your expectation of how long or how short something takes. So step four. Step five, assess. You need to figure out if it all fits in to your schedule or if something needs to come off the plate. And our last step is step six. You need to practice honoring your boundaries with yourself. If you say you're going to work until X amount of time, or 3 p.m., or 2 p.m., or 5 p.m., when that time comes, we need to get practice at honoring what we said we were going to do. Because when we are constantly saying, I'm going to stop working at 4, and then that time comes, and then we overwork, that's when we end up bumping out other things in our life that we wanted to spend time on. And it is uncomfortable. But we need to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves, and that doesn't just mean in business. That means in our health, in our emotional health, in our well-being, spending time with family, right? And here's the thing. Nothing is permanent. If you make a schedule that you'd like to follow, or you set some boundaries with your time and you execute for a couple of weeks and you hate it, you don't have to keep it. But if you love it, then you found something that works, right? Recess in a couple of weeks. Ask how's it going, you know? And the hard part about all of this boundary setting can be being honest with the people in your circle, your coaches, your partners, your family, and, you know, just really communicating with them about the time that you need and what you need, and not worry about it always being inconvenient or worrying about hurting other people's feelings. It needs to work for you, not just right now, but long term. And that was one of those things where I had to send a message to my coach, and I was like, hey, I got really excited. I looked at my schedule. It does not fit. So we are going to have to take something off the plate. And instead of thinking, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do it all? I can try. I can just, you know, I'll just work a little harder. It's just a season of my life. Like, we can tell our things to make it, we can tell ourselves things to make it work. But at the end of the day, I know for me, I want to do something in my business this week that I could easily do next week and in 2 years. Because if it feels like too much today, it's going to feel like too much in a couple of months from now, right? So it can't just work for right now. It has to work for long term. I have decided that I am okay getting slower results in any area of my life if it is sustainable. That not only goes for my business, but for my health. So if my business will grow a little bit slower than most people's because I'm taking, you know, time to sleep and exercise and stuff like that, that's okay, because I love how I feel in my life. And I would never want to give that up for monetary growth or success in my business. I mean, that's my personal opinion on my business, but my goodness, has it felt great. And I know that I'm going to have a business that I can show up to sharp and clear 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I'm going to have my health when I'm 80, right? Like, all these things I really think about. And the other things I like to think about, like a question you might ask, is, does it feel good when you think about keeping the schedule you've made Does it feel good doing these activities in 3 months or a year? And I do want to point out one thing that, like, because I really thought a lot about this situation. I was like, okay, I wanted to make sure that I'm not making these decisions from my emotional, it's too hard brain. And I want to make them from a place of, like, is this really a good fit for me? So I had to really differentiate between the discomfort of doing something new, which for me, it's having conversations with people, because you might not know this, but I am an introvert. And I find, like, I'm one of those people that you put me in a room of other people and I just feel like I'm in my head the whole time. I'm thinking about what I'm saying. And then by the time I come up with something good to say and it comes out of my mouth, the subject has changed and then I'm just standing there like a weirdo. Like, that is genuinely my introversion and how I feel. So the idea of having conversations with people is uncomfortable for me, but it is a skill I'm willing to learn. And I had to differentiate between a skill that I need to learn and the discomfort from something not being in integrity, like something that wasn't in the best interest of my audience or something that would mean I had to sacrifice my health. Like, those are different things. And I think it's important to ask yourself, like, okay, does this feel like too much, or do I not want to do this just because it's uncomfortable and new and I have to learn a new skill, or because it, you know, it goes against something that I believe in or one of my core values, right? So those are the steps that I really wanted to take you through. And what ended up happening at the end of that is I had written out a really nice message to my coach. And I said, well, here's the deal. I tried to fit it in. It doesn't. I get that my, you know, I might not, you know, reach the monetary goals that we had set as fast. And that's okay. I'm okay with a little slower growth because it needs to feel good and I need to love it. And it needs to feel good for my audience and it needs to serve them and, you know, feel good for me as a coach, right? And at the end of that, I sent that message, and that message was sent about 7 a.m. And while I didn't get back to sleep that day, I literally felt the panic leave. And I started noticing during the day, I was feeling present again and I was feeling peaceful again. And that hot burning that I get through the center of my torso when I feel anxiety and the shallow breathing, it had stopped. And this is what I want you to be able to create, that resiliency of getting back to your baseline. So how do you know when you've taken on too much? It is a feeling that you're going to have to recognize and know, but I've now given you the steps to determine what your capacity is, what you have room for, and what needs to come off the table in order to preserve the things that are important to you. And those are going to be different from all of us, but it's super important that, you know, we do this. And that's why I wanted to have this podcast discussion, because all of these health hacks are wonderful, right? Like, you know, the forest bathing and the eating certain ways and the sleep hacks and all of that is great. But if you don't have time or capacity to implement them, there is no point in overwhelming ourselves with just all this information without implementation. And entrepreneurs are so good at you know, organizing our business life. But this is something that we need to make sure that we have capacity for, is our health. And this episode, I'm hoping, serves as a framework and a process for you to help you the next time you've accidentally or maybe intentionally taken on too much. I hope you have a wonderful week and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, if you're hearing me right now, you might be an entrepreneur who feels like this.
Every single thing I had was going into my businesses and there was no room left for me. And that means I wasn't eating right. My stress levels were just off the charts.
And I was getting these headaches and I just felt like my health was not where it could be, where it should be.
Every day, I woke up really tired, and actually all day long I was tired and I couldn't understand why. And this was really in the way of my productivity.
I gained 20 pounds in 1 year, and that's mostly because of work stress. I've never seemed to have the control over my own health.
This podcast will help you with all of that. I'm sharing everything I know and everything I'm learning about how to get healthy, optimize your focus, and eliminate brain fog for faster business growth. But if you want someone to take all of these strategies, create a simple plan, and help you bring it to life with weekly coaching, I'd love to work with you in my Becoming Limitless program. This is the high-touch intensive program that I have created to coach entrepreneurs like you to get back on track with their health, get really good sleep, and start waking up feeling well-rested.
The biggest impact was really around overall well-being and sleep. So I started tracking my sleep, and it was very data-driven what we did. And I saw measurable progress and improvement week to week, month to month. Now I prioritize sleep. I have my whole family on a better sleep schedule.
You'll get my expert eyes on what you eat and help you develop a simple plan that sticks.
Well, she helped me really figure out what works for me nutrition-wise. It's not just like some cookie cutter plan. It's let's figure out what works best for your body and just optimize everything so I can show up at my best for my family, for my business, and just feel good.
And of course, have you showing up to your business with clear, focused thinking so you can scale your business faster.
Both my companies have grown over the last 2 years.
I'm waking up more energized and I'm able to be more productive in my business.
You're gonna learn how to optimize your brain and your body using a combination of wearable technology, accountability, science-based biohacks, and weekly personalized coaching. I'm not only gonna share what to do, but I'm gonna teach you how to be consistent and develop the self-discipline that keeps this going for the rest of your life.
Coaching is where the magic really happens, because without coaching, you'll end up right where you started, because those blocks and those underlying patterns that got you here are still there. You have to really rewire the way you think, and that's what Tanessa helps you do. And it's good to have somebody who's got your back, who will hold you accountable, and who will help you work through this process together.
I help you become a human being instead of just a human doing. You get to have your health and a successful business too. It doesn't have to be a choice.
So she really taught me a lot about how to balance being an entrepreneur and a business owner and also not sacrifice my health.
Yep, you can use the goldmine of information in these free episodes of the Becoming Limitless podcast to help you take control of your health, and you will feel more vibrant. But if you want, you can outsource your health to me and put your brain power back on growing your business. If you're ready to commit to upgrading your health and start feeling more energized within the next couple of months, click the link in the show notes and book in a consultation call with me.
My life today is not even recognizable with the life I had a year ago. And that's because of everything that Tanessa has put into the program. So if you're on the fence, get off the fence. Your future self will thank you for it.
Highly suggest working with Tanessa.
I would highly suggest doing a consultation call with her, doing her program, seeing what she's about, and seeing if she's a good fit for you, because she is definitely committed to her clients and she definitely knows what she's talking about.
So go work with Tanessa. She's really amazing and she's going to help you get your energy back.
Hit the link in the show notes and book in to talk with me about your health, and I'll see you on our first call.